A best-selling author collapses under the weight of his own success, paralyzed by intrusive thoughts and electrifying panic attacks. Olympic athletes drop out mid-race, not from physical injury, but emotional devastation. High-powered executives nail their performance reviews, yet wake up feeling like frauds. What connects these seemingly disparate experiences? They're all casualties of what we might call the achievement paradox, where the very traits that propel us forward eventually become the forces that tear us apart. We've built an entire culture around heroic individualism, celebrating those who optimize every moment, who turn productivity into an art form, who measure their worth in metrics and milestones. Yet beneath this glossy veneer of success lies an epidemic of emptiness. One in five people battles anxiety or depression. Deaths of despair have nearly doubled since 1999. Despite rising GDP and technological miracles, overall well-being has declined 10% since 2008. We're living like hungry ghosts, constantly consuming but never satisfied, perpetually achieving but never fulfilled. The symptoms are everywhere. That low-level hum of anxiety, the guilt during downtime, the inability to turn off work mode, the loneliness despite constant connection. This isn't just burnout. It's a fundamental misalignment between how we're living and what actually sustains us. When Olympic triathlete Sarah True's muscles seized during the 2016 Rio Olympics, forcing her withdrawal, she denied her grief and resisted reality, spiraling into severe depression. Her breakthrough came only when she stopped fighting what had happened and accepted the enormity of her loss. Here's the paradox. Acceptance isn't giving up. It's seeing reality clearly enough to act. Danish researchers found that happiness equals reality minus expectations. We shoot ourselves with two arrows, the actual problem, often uncontrollable, and our resistance to it, entirely controllable. Consider the Buddha's encounter with Mara, the embodiment of fear and doubt. Instead of fighting, he simply acknowledged, "I see you, Mara." This wasn't passive resignation, it was unshakable groundedness. Your phone sits on the table during dinner, a rectangle of infinite distraction. The average person checks their device every 12 minutes. Multitasking cuts productivity in half while dropping IQ by 10 points, equivalent to pulling an all-nighter. Harvard researchers found people spend 47% of waking hours thinking about something other than what's in front of them. Yet presence is where excellence lives. Flow states require complete absorption in the present moment. Ancient wisdom traditions recognize this. Buddhism's nirvana, Taoism's non-dual way, Stoic teachings on attention. True optimization isn't cramming more into every moment, it's being fully alive for what actually matters. 67% of men and 25% of women would rather shock themselves than sit quietly for 15 minutes. We've become so uncomfortable with waiting that we'd literally choose pain over patience. But meaningful things don't work that way. Charles Darwin spent 5 years on HMS Beagle, then 20 more years before publishing his theory, attributing his success to unbounded patience in long reflecting. Marathon world record holder Eliud Kipchoge rarely pushes beyond 80-90% of maximum effort in training, allowing consistent work without burnout. The wisdom of stopping one rep short applies beyond athletics. When you constantly deplete yourself, you undermine future progress. Small, consistent steps create conditions for massive gains, like dollar-cost averaging in investing. Showing up through good days and bad gradually improves performance. A 2018 Nature study found that creative hot streaks emerge randomly within careers, but always rest on foundations of prior work. The overnight success that took 10 years isn't a cliche. It's how growth actually works. Living as a performance expert while battling OCD created a devastating split. Outwardly successful, inwardly falling apart. This double life reflects our filtered reality culture, where we curate highlight reels while hiding struggles, creating dissonance between our front stage and backstage selves. Vulnerability isn't weakness. It's the foundation of genuine strength. When NBA star Kevin Love experienced a panic attack during a game, he confronted his vulnerabilities through therapy, processing buried grief about his grandmother's death. DeMar DeRozan opened up about depression with a simple tweet, "This depression get the best of me." Both found that facing their mental health challenges made them stronger and sparked a movement helping countless others. Brené Brown's research shows that embracing vulnerability increases self-worth, builds intimacy, aids innovation, and elicits compassion. Harvard professor Amy Edmondson's research reveals that the highest performing teams share psychological safety. When members feel safe being their whole selves, they communicate openly, overcome obstacles efficiently, and produce higher quality work. True confidence comes from acknowledging our limitations while remaining curious about our blind spots. Old-growth redwoods tower hundreds of feet despite shallow roots because they intertwine with neighboring trees. Humans thrive the same way. Yet loneliness rates have tripled in America, with 30-50% regularly feeling isolated despite unprecedented digital connectivity. This isn't just emotional pain, it's a health crisis. Loneliness elevates cortisol, disrupts sleep, increases heart disease and stroke risk, accelerates cognitive decline, and weakens immune function. The mortality risks exceed obesity and physical inactivity. Investigative reporter Sebastian Junger found many soldiers feel more satisfied at war than at home due to stronger belonging. Humans don't mind hardship, he writes. What they mind is not feeling necessary. Digital technology creates a cruel paradox, the illusion of connection while eroding authentic relationships. We sacrifice real community for efficiency, solo workouts, scrolling feeds, staying home instead of showing up. Social media benefits us when augmenting in-person community, but harms us as a substitute. We're deeply intertwined with our communities. We literally feel others' pain through similar neural pathways. Emotions are contagious. Happiness and sadness ripple throughout networks. To build deeper community, get involved with meaningful groups, prioritize quality over quantity, and focus on virtue-based friendships sharing your deepest values. Andrea Barber, who played confident Kimmy Gibbler on Full House, privately battled chronic anxiety and depression. During a difficult separation, she discovered running as an anchor. "I would come home from a run and feel like life wasn't as bad and all over the place as it was 45 minutes ago." Scientists now prove mind and body form an integrated system. Gut bacteria affect moods, muscle proteins influence emotions. Regular movement improves emotional control, creativity, and information retention while teaching us to become comfortable with discomfort. Physical activity commonly induces flow states as heightened bodily sensations anchor awareness. Stanford research found walking breaks improved creative insight by 40%. Yet Americans average 4.5 hours of daily leisure time, mostly spent on screens, while claiming no time for movement. Sitting 8 hours daily carries mortality risks similar to obesity and smoking. Walking just 2 minutes hourly counters most harmful effects. Regular brisk walking reduces all-cause mortality by 20% and cardiovascular disease risk by 24%. The secret is simple. You've just got to keep moving. Groundedness isn't a destination, but a daily practice through acceptance, presence, patience, vulnerability, community, and movement. Sustainable success requires building this foundation for genuine flourishing. Align doing with being. Turn off your phone at 7 p.m. Resume creative hobbies. Walk daily. Have difficult conversations. Exercise for well-being rather than performance. Habit formation averages 66 days, ranging from 18 to over 200 days. We're shaped by habit energy, the personal and social inertia driving our routines. Rather than fighting this current with willpower alone, reshape your environment to support desired behaviors. This journey includes inevitable failures. Research shows individuals who respond to failure with self-compassion recover more quickly than those who judge themselves harshly. Groundedness is an infinite game, continual learning and refining, not reaching perfection. Your body isn't a vehicle for your brain, It's why your brain exists. Your achievements mean nothing if you're too anxious to enjoy them. Choose acceptance over delusion, presence over distraction, patience over speed, vulnerability over invincibility, community over isolation, and movement over stillness. Start today, not tomorrow. Start small, not perfectly. Start together, not alone.